You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Attacking Third, a CBS Sports Soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Rodetta, lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports, joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host Lisa Roman, broadcaster and analyst for CBS Sports. On today's segment, we have an Attacking Third midweek NWSL preview for you all. Thank you for joining us live. For those of you who are already in the chat, we love going live. A quick reminder before we get into everything, subscribe to us on YouTube for NWSL extended highlights, exclusive interviews, and our live recaps, and so much more. YouTube.com/attackingthird. Hit subscribe. It helps us out big time. Lisa, we're back at it. Quick turnaround for us. We got a chat NWSL action. How are you doing today?
I'm so good, Sandra. I'm so good. I went for a nice run this morning in Philadelphia. Nice. This is like the perfect weather for me. I love to go running at this weather because in the mornings it's still chilly enough, but the sun is shining so bright and you know that it's going to get warm throughout the day. So that's really where I'm at right now. I'm coming off that runner's high from this morning, but otherwise I'm good. We got midweek action in the NWSL. Then we got games again this weekend. It's just nonstop right now. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
I'm doing good. I'm hyped for it. This is it just sort of feels like with the overlap that it happened with Challenge Cup, it has sort of felt a little bit nonstop. And it just, we were looking at the calendar and we're like, it's just going to continue to be nonstop. And it's always nonstop. And you know what? We're here for it. We had an off season where we were like, gosh, we sure do miss doing that soccer, and now it's relentless in its return. So we're going to chat a little bit about what's going to happen this Wednesday. So thanks for the preview and checking. You can catch so many of these games on Paramount Plus, so make sure you tune in and check them out. We've got North Carolina Courage versus Orlando Pride. We've got Racing Louisville FC versus San Diego Way. We've got Portland Thorns FC versus Washington Spirit. And we're going to go through those and give some picks and everything. But before we jump into that, we thought it would be really, really nice to touch on some speculation at the moment. We have NWSL in full swing. The regular season is in effect. We're going to be entering week four here, round four of some NWSL competitive fixtures. But, you know, we said farewell to the FA Cup. We congratulated Chelsea on picking up back-to-back FA Cups. And we've seen since then, between the game between Chelsea and Manchester City, there's a number of Manchester players who have bid farewell. George Stanway announcing recently that she's going to be going to Bayern. So we were taking a look at that, Lisa, and we were like, what could this mean between these two leagues with NWSL and FA Women's Super League? Is there going to be overlap? If there's a transfer window opening up, are we going to see some movement? I would like to see it.
I would love to see it. I mean, there's a lot of rumors hanging around there. We even have people, Bago Quarks, in our chat right now mentioned Lucy Bronze, English international. Is she coming to the NWSL? There's no reports on that as of this recording, but we're keeping our finger on the pulse. We're aware of everything that's happening, all the rumors, all the trades. And when things actually happen, we'll fill you guys in. We'll let you know how it all breaks down. But I love this part of the year because the Europe seasons are ending and NWSL is still happening. So there's a chance for these players to continue playing throughout the summer. And we get them over here in the NWSL. We'll see what happens.
The last, I love that. The Lucy Bronze Derby. The last thing I saw is like the potential for a team, like perhaps maybe even like Real Madrid to go ahead and take a look at a player like that to try to boost up their team, looking ahead into how they're trying to build things over there. And look, I'm not against it either. I would love to see that as well. I love to see competition kind of level out a little bit over Europe as well. But I just feel like Real Madrid period has kind of been in the headlines on both men's side of the ball and the women's side of the ball. It's pretty funny to sort of chat about that. But something that we'll be paying attention to and keeping our eyes on, obviously, as the Euros are coming up as well, there's going to be a lot of excitement right now now coming out of Europe. So we're going to try our best to keep an eye on that here and attacking third. But for now, we have to put our focus ahead to three matches that are going to be taking place on Wednesday. Let's talk about North Carolina Courage versus Orlando Pride. The first game for the Courage since the Challenge Cup Championship. This one taking place on Wednesday, May 18th, going to be kicking off at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just a little bit of, you know, just catching folks up in case they might have missed some things. North Carolina has not played again since their Challenge Cup victory because their recent match against New Jersey, New York, Gotham FC was recently postponed due to a number of players on both teams under COVID protocol. If you might have missed our previous episodes about the postponement of this game, there was a little bit of back and forth. The league went ahead and introduced a brand new policy called a COVID replacement player policy. It follows similar protocols with the national team replacement policy, meaning teams in the event of losing players due to international duty during national international windows, or in the instance of too many players being out with under COVID protocol, you can sign a temporary player to help sort of flesh out your roster for a game day. This current policy is only going to be in effect for the next 60 days, however, and it will eventually be reevaluated by the league and the NWSL Players Association to just sort of see if this is something they need to keep going moving forward. But yeah, between the two sides, about 11 players out under COVID protocol. So that game was postponed. So we have not gotten to see North Carolina Courage in regular season action since their week one loss to Angel City. So now they're going to go ahead and return to action. They're going to welcome Orlando Pride. Lisa, when we're looking at these two teams going head to head, who are you picking and why?
This is a tough one because we talked a little bit off mic before this started about these teams, about Orlando Pride in particular, because as you looked at the landscape of the season, it was like Orlando's going to struggle a little bit throughout this year. They lost some big time players. They have a lot of new faces, including head coach Amanda Cromwell, into the league coming from the collegiate game. And Orlando is going to struggle. They're going to have their ups and downs throughout the season. However, they're going to be a team that surprises a lot of folks. They just beat Angel City FC, which was a great win. Sydney LaRue getting an early goal in that match over Angel City. And then when you look at North Carolina, they're coming off of a bye week technically with that COVID postponement, but they've had people and players on COVID protocol. So they haven't been able to train. They haven't been able to practice. I doubt they've been around the team. Luckily you can do Zooms and join in team events that way and film sessions that way. But coming off of a Challenge Cup win and then going into a postponement with a lot of players on COVID protocol, that's not always great. We don't know the availability report as of this recording Tuesday afternoon for Wednesday evening matches for North Carolina. If those COVID players under COVID protocol are out of protocol, if they're available, if only some of them are, if not. So that's all things that need to be taken into consideration. However, in this match, North Carolina versus Orlando, depending on the players available, depending on who's not, I'm going to go with North Carolina getting the win in this one. I think they just have a little bit more grit to them and going against a team like Orlando Pride that's coming off of a big win. But in the history between these two sides, last 14 matches between Orlando and North Carolina, Orlando has won one against the Courage in those 14 matches. So historically, this is a tough matchup for Orlando to face. And I don't think this midweek action is going to be any different because Orlando, they also played last weekend. So coming off of a really quick turnaround, heading into these midweek games, it's going to be a theme. And we're seeing a lot of younger players from North Carolina step up. Emily Gray, she got an assist in her regular season debut for the Courage, and just really a lot of promise from the North Carolina.
It's a tentative pick for North Carolina is what I'm hearing from you.
I'm definitely a little bit tentative about this, but I'm going to stick with North Carolina for now.
I hear you. I don't blame you. Like if we go back and we even just look at that availability report that came out just on May 13th for the game that was ultimately postponed against Gotham, I can't even go through all of them. So I'll just pick out maybe some key players that kind of stand out to me right away. Just on the North Carolina Courage side, we had a Katie Bowen who was out under COVID protocol, Abby Ursic out under COVID protocol, Emily Gray, left knee. Issue there, who was listed as out. Carson Pickett, COVID protocol. Brianna Pinto, COVID protocol. Kaitlyn Rowland, who has been their starting goalkeeper, COVID protocols. And Casey Murphy was bumped up temporarily, I think, which is questionable with the right knee, but ultimately they did not play this game against Gotham. So those are some of those players, depending on the day of the week, right? Let's say a midweek match could be a starter for this North Carolina Courage side. So I think when we're looking at also the fact that they're going to have somebody like Caroline, who is out for a little while with the sprain that she went ahead and confirmed on her own social media. She said, hey, I'm going to be out for a little while. I'm wondering what this North Carolina Courage side is going to look like against Orlando Pride. Again, as of this recording, we don't have the availability report as just yet. And we also haven't seen, you know, if that COVID player replacement policy is going to be in effect just yet. We haven't seen the announcement of any players added to the roster, under this new policy in place. So I'm a little curious as, if certain players are already past, you know, the appropriate allotted amount of time.
5 days.
we'll see. It's cutting it close. I'm also looking particularly at that goalkeeper position,
right?
Because we just hadn't seen, we know what Casey Murphy is capable of because of prior performances in the past for both club and country, but we have not seen her play for North Carolina Courage in 2022 quite yet. She's been dealing with a little bit of a knock and trying to go ahead and take care of that. So I'm who's going to be starting in net?
They have Marissa Bova, who is a college draft pick for North Carolina, but she's yet to see time. And I don't know, the fact that Casey Murphy was bumped up from out to questionable for last week's game, dependent upon that, is because there's only three goalkeepers rostered. Yeah. And if you have one starting in the game, you have to have at least one on the bench in case anything happens. But that's not good for Casey Murphy's recovery if she's scrambling a little bit and saying, okay, I need to step up and play this game for my team because they don't have a goalkeeper. So that's it. The goalkeeper is the biggest question mark because there are other field players that can slot into a lot of these different roles. I mean, yeah, it's very hard to replace Abby Ursic as a center back for the Courage, but there are other defenders that can do it. There are defensive middies that can slot into that role as well. You can change your formation a little bit, but goalkeeper, no one can just slot into that role.
Yeah. I mean, well, even without potentially some of these players, I know we're keeping a focus on the goalkeeper position right now, but looking at players who could potentially be available for this game, somebody like a Davinia, somebody like a Denise O'Sullivan, two players who are massive in the middle for this North Carolina side. Taylor Smith wasn't on that previous availability report. I'm wondering if she's going to, you know, be available for this match against Orlando. And if so, I think she's going to be a bit of a menace for that back line and the Orlando Pride side. So I'm a little bit torn in this one, Lisa. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of unknowns for me with North Carolina. And when I'm looking at the other side of the ball at Orlando Pride, we got to show them some love here now in the segment. They're coming off of a very interesting game where they did end up squeezing out a result, 2-2 draw against Kansas City. They're looking like they're trying some things and trying to figure some things out here in these early part of the regular season, as 11 other teams are trying to iron things out and figure things out early in the season as well. This is a good time to maybe try to steal some points perhaps from other teams who are still trying to go ahead and cross the T's and dot the I's. So when I'm looking at this Orlando Pride team and seeing how they are undefeated in their last two matches, they are perhaps a little bit more in form. We're looking at a North Carolina Courage team that has not played in a little while in the regular season. And not only were coming off of a little bit of a grinder in the portion of the schedule, but now I've had a number of players that have had to deal with COVID protocol. So I'm not sure what their form is going to be in this match after so many different obstacles to get back into playing into the regular season. So I'm going a little bit back and forth in this one as I look at Orlando Pride and say, hey, they've had Erin McLeod back for a number of weeks now. She's been looking really good in net, is a keeper who likes to face a lot of shots and is capable of that. I think she's faced like something like 46 crosses already in just three appearances here in the regular season. And then they've also welcomed the return of Sydney LaRue, who has been a huge bump for this team. So I'm torn in this one, and I'm a little curious as if this one is maybe going to be a draw. And I think that's where I'm leaning between these two for me.
I see that. I totally see a draw on this one based on everything that we've just talked about. It really depends on player availability and which players for North Carolina have been back. And of course, the health of Orlando Pride players, because they need to stay in top shape as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a few more games to get through you all. We're going to be back with our picks on the remaining two matches right after a quick break. Stay with us.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, all right, all right. We're back. We got to talk about two more matches here to close out the midweek action here for NWSL. Let's take a look at Racing Louisville FC versus San Diego Wave FC. This one also kicking off on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Oh my goodness, Lisa, we've got these two teams that gave us some pretty interesting thrillers just 3-4 days ago. Quite frankly, we had San Diego Wave picking up a win over Chicago Red Stars, and we've got Racing Louisville who went ahead and came from behind and picked up a draw against Houston Dash. Racing Louisville, I think their first time taking a look at Alex Morgan in this year, right? We're taking a look at some of the teams who have, you know, played each other multiple times already in the Challenge Cup. And now we're starting to see teams branch out a little bit and get a look at other opposition that maybe they didn't get a chance to face during Challenge Cup. Lisa, when we're looking at these two teams based on their recent form, who are you looking at in this one and why?
This is such a tricky one because you're right. This is the first time Racing Louisville will be playing against a California team, let alone San Diego Wave, who's coming off of a big win last weekend over Chicago. Alex Morgan, she gets her fifth goal in two games, which is just incredible for San Diego Wave. Of course, three of them were penalty kicks. I like to make that clarification for everyone. Three of Alex Morgan's goals were penalty kicks, but still she found the back of the net. And Racing Louisville, they're coming off of a very familiar 1-1 draw with Houston Dash, a team that they've now played four times, I believe, throughout the Challenge Cup and the regular season. And so for this one, Racing Louisville having to host San Diego Wave at least gives them a little bit of a leg up. I think if this game was being played in San Diego, it would also be a different story. So Racing Louisville is the host, San Diego traveling to Louisville, Kentucky to play against Racing. But for this match, we've seen Jess McDonald go on a bit of a tear in that match against Houston. It was McDonald getting the equalizer goal against Houston and a great header goal. She scored in back-to-back games for Racing Louisville, Jess McDonald. And that's what Kim Bjorkegren brought in McDonald to do, score goals for this team. We also talked about it a little bit in the midfield. We're seeing Jalen Howe come into a little bit more of her form. I think Katie Lund, goalkeeper for Racing Louisville, has done a good job keeping Louisville in a lot of games going up against some tough competition. However, San Diego is really tough competition with their attacking presence that they have. We saw Kaylee Real get a goal last weekend. Alex Morgan, of course, knows how to find the back of the net. Young rookies and Kelsey Turnbow for San Diego can create dangerous opportunities, whipping the ball in. There's a bit of an injury report happening as well with San Diego, dependent upon Abby Dahlkemper, center back, if she'll be in this match. Because if we're looking at the defensive line for San Diego, with Girma is the namestay in the center back right now for San Diego, and Casey Stoney having to match up against Jess McDonald. Jess McDonald loves that competition. She's going to eat that rookie for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that is a bit concerning when I look at San Diego's side. However, San Diego is, they're coming off three wins in the regular season. They are at the top of the standings. It's at this point in the season where Do the wave continue to peak, or do we see them settle and plateau a little bit into what the rest of the season could be? I don't foresee that happening. Not quite yet for San Diego Wave. This is going to be a good matchup, though. This is going to be a good matchup.
It's also like the start of like a very heavy kind of set of games. You know, we know that all teams are going to go through these types of grinds throughout the season, where there's just going to be a little bit of a compact schedule, a lot of match days within a certain type of week. So I'm looking for that. This is going to be, I think, a different type of test for San Diego. I think that we have yet to see them kind of go through. I love to talk about a win streak. I love to talk about a scoring streak. So, I mean, if Wave end up taking this one in Louisville, it's just more fodder for us right here to continue to chat about. But on the other side of things, a team like Racing Louisville to be able to maybe kind of shatter that little, the small streak right now might also be another thing where it's like, hey, look at NWSL doing NWSL things. While I've been going, like, most games I usually go back and forth on when I'm thinking of a pick, but you know, even with the quick turnaround, Lisa, even with the travel, I'm just looking at the form and I just am too impressed right now with what San Diego is doing on the pitch. They are making it hard for me to pick against them. And I'm not going to do that on this episode. Now, in the event that we are both incorrect and we got to come on here and talk about, you know, how Racing shocked the league, I'm excited.
That's great
to do that. That's also great for us, right? But I like what we've been seeing out of this San Diego side. I'm very, very happy to see what is going on with Casey Stoney and how she has been able to go ahead and, you know, kind of like transition somewhat easily with NWSL play. I know that for some, even we talk about this a lot with players, but with coaches, maybe there's also that storyline or that narrative as well. Like, oh, this is a very transitional type of league. Are the new coaches who come in to play going to be able to go ahead and be able to transition to this league and the style of play automatically? And sometimes there's a little bit of a struggle in that, but I don't think we're seeing that with somebody like Casey Stoney. I'm appreciative of some of these small adjustments that we've already seen. A bummer for me from the last game, It was tough to see somebody like Amir Ali go out again. We don't have the availability report. I'm not too sure what that's going to, you know, how that might reshape some things for San Diego. If it does at all, we will see. But again, when you're going back and forth and making these picks, I'm taking a look at San Diego and I'm sticking with them too. So I think you and I both going 2-for-2 here with San Diego as well. You want to put a score line on it? Maybe make it a little more fun.
I do want to put a score line on it. So Racing Louisville, they're ranked number 9 right now in the standings. They've scored 4 goals. They've had 5 goals against in the regular season. San Diego, they've put up 7 goals and they have 1 goal against. I mean, looking at that defensively, we know that Kaylin Sheridan for San Diego has been tremendous in goal. I think they get one against them, though. I think Racing Louisville gets on the board. I'm hoping for 2-1 San Diego.
All right. I think, you know what? I'll put instead of a scoreline, I'll put a different prediction on it. I think San Diego gets another penalty in this game.
Yeah, come on, Sandra.
I think that they're causing problems for back lines, and that's going to continue in this game. And I wouldn't be surprised if San Diego wins another penalty in this one.
So I think that's too easy that's probably going to happen. Does Kaylin Sheridan get a shutout? Yes or no?
Oh, man. Does Kaylin Sheridan get a shutout? You know what? I'm going to say yeah. I want to say this is going to be with a quick turnaround. Maybe it'll be less. Maybe it won't be like such a blowout. Maybe it'll be like a 1-0 or a 2-0.
Okay. That's fine. That's all I wanted. All right. Fine. Moving on.
Let's take a look at Portland Thorns FC versus Washington Spirit. This one closing out the Wednesday slate of games. It's a late one, 10 p.m. Eastern kickoff if you're on the East Coast. Man, I think we got to talk about the Spirit to start off this one. Lisa, they've gone through some things a little bit since that Challenge Cup loss. And I don't know how they're going to look in this one. Again, the quick turnaround, the travel, those type of things linger for me in the back of my mind. But you take it away. When you're looking at these two teams, are you picking anyone? Are you going to win, dub? Are you going to dub? Are you going to L? Are you picking a draw?
I haven't decided yet, honestly, because I want to talk to you about it. I want to hear your thoughts a little bit because these two teams, I mean, this is probably my match of the Wednesday that I've circled that I'm setting my alarm for. I'm taking a nap tomorrow afternoon so that I can stay up and watch this game kicking off at 10 Eastern, because this is going to be a really good match. We know Washington Spirit, they're coming off of that tough loss to Angel City that they just suffered at home. Chris Ward, head coach for the Spirit, not too happy with how the outcome of that game went. He wasn't too happy about the lack of calls against Ashley Hatch that were not called. He mentioned something like they only tried to stop her with a bear hug and there was no foul called on that when it's illegal. So he was a little fired up about that. We didn't see Ashley Sanchez enter the game until late as a substitute against Angel City. Maybe looking to get a little bit of a rest for her. She wasn't listed on the injury report by any means, but I'm thinking that Sanchez gets a start in this match. We'll see her in the midfield, and I think we're going to have full force up top for Chris Ward with Hatch, Rodman, and Anna Helferty in the front line, and Kingsbury in goal. So I think Chris Ward's going to come out and say, I want to win this game with everything I have, despite a midweek game and weekend matches again coming up. However, when we look at Portland, some stats for everyone. Portland has never lost a home league match against Washington Spirit in 10 meetings. Incredible. So Portland's never done that. And this is tough for Portland to lose at home. Frankly, that's just how the cookie crumbles for Portland. It's a really tough place to play. But this is going to be a good match. Honestly, I could see it being a draw, like a heavy draw, because Portland's game that they just came off of against OL Reign, it wasn't the greatest. That wasn't great soccer. We didn't see goals happening. It was a 0-0 draw. There wasn't a lot of oomph coming from the Portland side. It was a wet, rainy, gross night in Portland. However, I think that they're going to bounce back, get some goals in this one, but I think I'm going to go draw between these two sides, Washington and Portland. What are you thinking?
Saving your draw for this one. I don't blame you. I think there's an argument or a case to be made there for one like this. I don't know if I'm looking at something like rest for Portland on this one. I think going maybe Saturday or Sunday to Wednesday is tough on the body, but going Friday to Wednesday, I think, is a little different. And Portland is not a team that has to travel in this one. I think we're looking at Spirit, who might be feeling that the effects of that a little bit more or a little bit differently, I'll just say, in a match like this. But I'm excited in this game to see. I hope we do get to see some end to end in this one. But I think if we do see that early in the match, it could lead to maybe some heavy legs towards the latter stages of the match. And that can always lead to maybe some chaotic moments in NWSL games for sure. But I have to think that maybe part of the reasoning in not necessarily giving Sanchez a start on Sunday was knowing that there is another match on a quick turnaround, trying to manage, you know, player minutes and play and incorporating player rotation. So maybe she will get tasked with the start in this one. Again, we're unsure if somebody like an Andy Sullivan will be available for this game. She has been going through with a calf injury, I believe. And I'm curious that if she is available for this one, like, the midfield's obviously going to contend a little bit with with Portland and their new sort of three back formation that we've been looking at. And I've enjoyed that with head coach Ryan Wilkerson and this Thorn side. I think it has it's been playing well to the personnel mm-hmm. that the Thorns are putting out on the pitch. There were no goals in that game. It was a 0-0 scoreless draw in a rainy, you know, Pacific Northwest, you know, backdrop. But it wasn't for lack of effort. I don't think, I mean, we're talking about like 17 shots apiece for each of these teams.
I know.
You know, and it's just like they just didn't go in the back of the net and Portland getting about, you know, 7 opportunities on target. But just unable to knock one past there. But I've liked this dynamic that we've seen between Weaver, between Smith, between Sinclair and the buildups, you know, to try and present this sort of, impressive attack. And I'm hoping that the goals will come eventually, maybe even in this game. I kind of felt like maybe I wanted to go in a draw with this one, Lisa, but I really do think that it's going to come to a winner. And I think it's going to come down to those really thin margins that we always see in an NWSL match, but I'm going to be going with the home side in this one. I don't know if it's I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it might be another one of these kind of narrow wins for Portland. And I think it's maybe going to be something like a 1-1 or a 2-1, perhaps. I don't want to count out the incredible goal scorers that exist and for the Spirit, but I'm just not sure if that's going to be enough against this Portland side that has kind of swallowed up some midfielders over the last couple games that we've seen. So I'm excited to take a look and sort of see how this one plays out. I think I'm with you on that as well. We're looking at the three games on this midweek. If there maybe is only one that you're able to keep an eye on, I would maybe keep an eye on this one for sure. So I'm going Portland in this one, Lisa.
I love that. And you mentioned the tight margins. That's exactly it. If Andy Sullivan is back for Washington, that changes the game. It changes everything for Washington Spirit, but we don't know yet. Okay, so you've got Portland in this last match. I've got a draw closing things out on our midweek matches. Only 3. It feels so small.
I know.
Like, 6 on the weekends, but don't worry. We'll get them all packed in on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. You know us. We like to hop on here all of the time, nearly every day, and we're going to like have another preview for sure for everyone. But listen, before we close out, we wanted to take the time, as always, to thank you all so much for joining us on our live and whenever we go live. Thanks for hitting subscribe and tuning in. And we are celebrating our 200th podcast episode. So we are like very, very happy, very, very, very happy about that. We've been putting in a lot of work since day one here at Attacking Third, and we're just really, really so happy anytime, you know, we see folks joining us whenever we go live, whether it's midday, late night, morning, you all have been there with us, and we hope that you continue to stay with us. So we hope you've enjoyed this preview. We will, of course, be back with even more content for you all. Thank you all so, so much for listening to Attacking Third. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Attacking Third. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcast shows. We're also available as video. Subscribe, visit youtube.com/Attacking Third. And if you have questions for us, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts with your question, and Lisa and I will answer it during a mailbag segment. And we'll be back with more. We're going to be recapping the midweek games this week. And then we are also going to come back with a weekend preview for you all. Okay, so stay tuned. For Sandra Rita and Lisa Roman, this was Attacking Third.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.